feast of the baptism of the Lord is already kind of a part, well underway, of the great design of salvation of the world from God. We have the period of Advent, which represents all that time before the coming of Christ, looking forward to this Messiah promised Adam and Eve as they were ejected from the Garden of Paradise. They were told that a Savior would come, and the head of the serpent would be crushed by the woman's offspring. And so then comes this little baby, and he is known as the promise given to the mother, Mary, that she would conceive and bear a child and name him Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. And so Joseph and Mary knew this child. And then we read that the angels sang, and the shepherds then heard the story of the coming of this promised one of God. And then, kind of like when you drop a rock in a pool of water, you see the ripples going out from it. It's kind of like the rock with Jesus, Joseph and Mary, the shepherds, and then the three magi, wise men, they representing all corners of the world, coming to a knowledge of this gift from God in their midst. And then finally now at baptism, we have Christ in a sense coming out of the water, empowered by the voice of his Father and the power of the Spirit, like the dove hovering over him, ready to go to work. The first thing he does is he calls the apostles to help him in his ministry of speaking and preaching to the people. And of course, our Lord's action of redemption finds its culmination not just on the cross, but then the resurrection from the dead and the sending of the Holy Spirit into the world. So we have this kind of large picture of salvation that we celebrate, and Christ in this feast day of baptism goes to work, you might say, reaching out to others. We have been baptized in a sense in the exact same type of call and ministry as our Lord. It is our task now to go public and to make sure that others know what we know. It would be a sorry world if everyone were priests, or if everyone were deacons, or if everyone were a nun, or if everyone was a father, if everyone was a mother, if everyone was a nurse, if everyone was a teacher, if everyone had a business. But the variety, not only of types of jobs and careers, but the infinite variety of personalities, ages, shapes, sizes, and colors that we are, allows all of us to, in a sense, go out to all the nooks and crannies of the world to let them know of this work of Jesus the Lord. Now, we not all have to preach to do that. As St. Francis said, preach always. Sometimes you may have to use words. But it's the very deeds that we do that preach to others. And you look at the multitude of families here, the multitude of schools, our businesses, healthcare clinics, farm, agriculture, wherever we are. Think of how many people we touch in the course of just 1 week, much less the course of a year. And for many people, the only face of Christ that they will see will be ours. And so that's the task, the great challenge that we are given on this feast, to live this power of baptism, of sharing Christ's love and care to other people. How often now will you be called upon to be aware of somebody's problems, and then maybe do what you can to help? or answer a question, or just by your friendliness, your smile, your face, they associate you with one who believes. And so we're all part of this wonderful, ongoing cycle of love, of redeeming power in the world. It is a glorious challenge that we all have. Wonderful that God has confidence in us. And certainly, as we're reminded with St. Peter in that second reading, he's saying, God shows no partiality. We're all part of this. And he says to each and every one of us, you are indeed my beloved sons and daughters, and I am pleased with you.